In 2008, Barack Obama won North Carolina, and Kay Hagan won a U.S. Senate seat.
We are and always will be the United States of America.
But in the next 14 years, Democrats have gone 0-8 in statewide federal races, losing 3 presidential races and 5 U.S. Senate races. In this series, we ask, why do Democrats keep falling short? To find out why, we're traveling U.S. 74 from the beach to Charlotte. WFAE's Steve Harrison's first stop, Brunswick County, where a surge of conservative retirees are boosting the Republican Party.
Conventional wisdom is that newcomers moving to Charlotte and the Triangle are turning North Carolina blue. But there are other places, also booming with transplants, that are becoming more Republican, like Brunswick County on the beach, whose growth is fueled by retirees settling in places like...
Brunswick Forest is more than just a master-planned community. Our clubs offer activities for everyone, from quilting with your neighbors to shag and line dancing. Perhaps
Brunswick Forest is in Leland, across the Cape Fear River from Wilmington. I went there to see one of the places that's helping Republicans offset those Democratic gains in the cities, allowing the GOP to win the last 3 presidential elections and the last 5 U.S. Senate races. But first, I wonder, where is downtown Leland? Google Maps says downtown is a palm tree-lined shopping center with a Harris Teeter and a Panera off Highway 17. I put in my phone, my GPS, I put in downtown Leland.
Downtown. As you found out.
Larry Blank is vice chair of the Brunswick County Republican Party.
Took me right here.
Right here to the shopping center. That's amazing.
There's no downtown because Leland was founded in 1989. Not 1899, 1989. It's essentially a collection of planned communities catering to boomers who've made Brunswick North Carolina's oldest county, with 1 in 3 residents 65 and older. The county is 83% white, non-Hispanic.
Well, I mean, Leland as a town has just been incredible in terms of growth based upon not just Brunswick Forest, but all of the other developments going on Compass Point. You know, that the idea is that you go from 2,500, you know, 3,000 residents to 25,000. That's a heck of a growth.
Blank, a retiree from New Jersey, is wearing a red Save America baseball cap.
I feel very strongly. I feel America's under attack. My values are under attack. Values that have been developed along a lifetime.
As someone responsible for turning out the vote, Blank is doing a pretty good job, helping Brunswick become vital to the GOP. In the 2000 election, Brunswick County was an insignificant part of George W. Bush's victory in North Carolina, only netting him 2,300 votes. In 2020, Donald Trump won Brunswick by 22,500. And in this year's Senate race, Republican Ted Budd won 79 of North Carolina's 100 counties. Only 7 of those counties netted Budd more votes than Brunswick.
We are, in fact, one of the oldest counties in the United States, and we're one of the fastest growing counties in the United States as well.
That's the chair of the Brunswick Democratic Party, Eric Terashima, who retired as a Marine. He says the political outlook for him is bleak.
The folks who I'm seeing moving in here for the last couple of years has been 2-1 right-leaning, if not Republicans, outright.
So, who are the people making Brunswick a Republican fortress?
Well, you got Fairfax County, Virginia, Connecticut, Vermont, New York, and New Jersey.
That's Brunswick Commissioner Mike Forte, a Republican transplant from New Jersey, telling me about his lunch companions and where they move from. We're at Blossoms, the restaurant for Magnolia Greens, another planned community centered around golf. It's a quick drive from that unofficial Leland downtown with the Panera.
I'm a conservative.
I'm a conservative, but I've been a Republican forever.
I'm a conservative, socially responsible, but I'm a Republican.
Everyone is talking about taxes. Forte, who's wearing a salmon-colored sport coat and socks with Santas holding American flags, says his property taxes in New Jersey were more than $15,000 a year. When he bought his first home in Brunswick nearly 20 years ago, he was stunned that his taxes were in the hundreds.
and he puts his pen on it to point to it. And I said, what is that? He says, that's your taxes. I said, what is that, weekly? And he looked at me befuddled, and he said, no, it's for the year. I said, get the heck out of here. That's a night out with my wife. That's dinner and a bottle of wine.
If you're from Charlotte heading to the beach, you may never see this inland empire of retirees. But for those who retire here, golf, not the ocean, is often the huge draw, says Rich Leary, who moved here from Connecticut.
Magnolia has its own golf course. Brunswick Forest has its own golf course. And within about a 45-minute drive of here, I think there's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 85 to 90 golf courses you can play at.
Low taxes, golf, great weather. Those are the draws. Then we talk politics. Was there a way Democrat Sherry Beasley could have beaten Bud? Greta Lehman, who grew up in Fayetteville, moved to Washington, D.C., and then retired in Brunswick, says,
the way to win the race was to stop the woke nonsense that they were still preaching up to Election Day.
The reality is that Beasley ran a centrist campaign, steering clear of social issues like transgender rights and critical race theory. Beasley also said she opposed defunding the police, but Lehman says that message didn't come across.
No, it was ingenuine, and they didn't buy it.
Brunswick Commissioner Frank Williams, a Republican, says former Congressman Mike McIntyre, who retired in 2015, was the last federal Democratic candidate to be competitive in Brunswick. And McIntyre was a
pro-life, socially conservative, moderate Democrat who probably could not win a Democratic primary today.
Leary, the retiree from Connecticut, says he realizes North Carolina cities have become more blue. So he works to counter that. It's similar to what's happening in Florida, where massive retirement communities like the Villages near Orlando are pushing that state to the right.
One of the things that we focus on here in the county is making sure that we absolutely maximize our vote, because we know on a statewide race we've got to offset Charlotte and Mecklenburg and, you know, all those. So the whole strategy is run up the vote in a place like Brunswick County to offset the metropolitan areas.
While turnout in November's election was 51% statewide, it was 58% in Brunswick. Here's another way to look at it. Mecklenburg County has nearly eight times the population as Brunswick. But in this year's Senate race, it only casts five times as many ballots. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Leland.